A very good Monday to you. I'm Ricky Bevington. You're listening to 88.5 GPB Atlanta. The Republican runoff election for Georgia's governor's race is next Tuesday. And recent polling shows Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle in a tight race with Secretary of State Brian Kemp. GPB's Stephen Fowler has been keeping tabs on some high-profile endorsements. He joins me now in the studio. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Ricky.
So today, Lieutenant Governor Cagle landed a big cosign from current Governor Nathan Deal. Where did this come from?
So today, Governor Deal had a press conference to announce an innovation hub in Buckhead. He took time afterwards to endorse Cagle, who, as president of the Senate, helped Deal pass a lot of legislation over his 8 years. Cagle spoke afterwards and said he would continue Deal's work.
I am a person who is going to carry on this legacy, that is going to continue to see Georgia as the number one state to do business in, that will champion the reforms that we've been able to do together as a partner.
So, Stephen, with the election just days away, how might this endorsement affect things? So
recent polling has showed Kemp and Cagle deadlocked. This is likely to swing some voters over to Cagle's camp. Why? Governor Deal is incredibly popular. An AJC poll this year said half of Democrats approved of how he did his job, and 85% of Republicans. It also distracts from the damaging secret recordings of Cagle that have made recent headlines. It's not the only big endorsement news, though. Third place finisher Hunter Hill, who got 18% of the vote, is going to formally announce support for Kemp tomorrow.
GPB's Stephen Fowler, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.